And now this is a dictation for Patricia Sagers, S-A-Y-G-E-R-S, November 30, 33. Address as a letter, Masonic Home, Dr. Sarvepalli, 466-3008. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a telemedicine for Mrs. Sagers, with the daughter participating of this encounter, DEB, D-E-B. Patient has memory issues, confused, hard of hearing. Shelby, S-H-E-L-B-Y, nurse, also participated at this encounter. She's been able to eat, no reported dysphagia. The last few days there was nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Apparently there is a number of residents affected, so some kind of an outbreak, most likely viruses. There has been no bleeding, no abdominal pain, fever. No reported infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. No reported falling episode. No gross orthopnea, PND. No oxygen. No reported chest pain palpitations. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight blood pressure, Norvasc, metoprolol, aldactone, clonidine, Lasix, on short long-acting insulin. Next paragraph, she looks ill, she looks elderly, chronically ill, no respiratory distress, decreased hearing, speech was normal. She answers very short phrases or yes or no. Daughter and nurse help with the answers. Weight at 126, previously 128. No facial asymmetry, blood pressure 163-64. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. From February, creatinine at 1.4, which is slowly progressive over time, 1.2, 1.3. Present GFR 36, stage 3B. Electrolyte normal, metabolic acidosis 22. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.4, and normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph. She is not to have bilateral small kidney, 7.2 right, 7.6 left without obstruction. There was no urinary retention, no renal artery stenosis. Prior compression fracture L1. Prior elevation of IgG, monoclonal protein. Has normal ejection fraction. Some degree of diastolic dysfunction. Minor valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 3B. No indication for dialysis. She has some memory issues, but no uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, long-term hypertension still remains uncontrolled, high systolic. This is likely resistant and refractory. There is, however, some space to increase Norvasc up to 10, beta blockers as long as there is no significant bradycardia. Careful with the use of diuretics and aldactone. I will not use ACE inhibitors or ARBs, given the progressive nature of kidney disease. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, a low level of IgM kappa, K-A-P-P-A monoclonal antibody. Compression fracture L1, hematology does not consider any further intervention at this point in time. Next paragraph, history of colon cancer and chronic diarrhea. Next paragraph, anemia without external bleeding, at this moment not treated for EPO or iron. We will continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back on the next 3-4 months. All questions answered for patient, nurse, and doctor. End of dictation.